And
what if you, at the altar, make hot? Is there a special word for that?
Oh, the, let's see, the bearer.
Mm-hmm.
Bearer, a bar, some kind of barn, bearer.
Mm-hmm. What if, there's this American Heritage there, there's that big black furry animal, the grizzly, what would you call him?
Oh, a bear?
Yeah.
Grizzly bear.
What do they call the,
what do you call that?
When a little pig is first born, what do you call that?
It'd be a pig.
When it gets a little older, what would you call it?
It'd be a shoat. And the female pig, who I never had pigs, she's a gill. In other words, it's like gill in the market. The old hog is a sow, after they had pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And for it on the grading hogs, it'd be a... The bearers and the gilts would be your best price hogs. Then the sows and the boars. And then the old hog, where they cut him after he got older, called him a rig.
A rig?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see. Are these mostly grocery terms for him, or are these the farm terms?
They're farm terms. Well, I believe they call them rigs, but a hog after he gets old and cut, his shoulders will be hard and cut.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you call the things on the stiff hairs on the hog's back? What do you call them?
That'd be a bristle.
Well, what about those things coming out of the mail?
A tusk.
Uh-huh. What if you had more than one, what do you call it?
Well, he's got more than a tusk.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then you put food in for the hog's feed.
That'd be the trough.
Uh-huh. Is there a different one for water and for food?
No, you got a water trough or a feeding trough.
But they're both troughs.
Yeah, both of them troughs.
Uh-huh. Is there a name for a hog that grows wild in the woods?
They usually call most of them wild boars.
Mm-hmm.
But they're usually them wild hogs. They call them wild hogs and wild boars. Pinewood rooter.
Pinewood rooter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pinewood rooter. Hardly ever have any more of them.
Yeah. Well, say if you had a pig you didn't want to grow up to a boar, what kind of a operation, is there a certain name for that you call for that?
Well, castrated.
Uh-huh. But is there any other words you'd call that in front of women?
Yeah, just cut him.
Uh-huh. Would you use the same term for a horse or a calf?
Yeah. What do you say?
Just castrate?
Castrate.
What if wanted to do it to a dog or a tomcat?
Well... I guess it's called the same thing, just cut him.
Uh-huh. You ever hear the word fix for that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'd be mostly used though for...
Yeah, a cat would be fixed and neutered and don't do much on dogs.
Yeah. Is there a special, talking about animals and all, and different things you can do to them and how they react is, let's say you have a calf and it's being weaned from its mother, there's a special noise it might make. What would you call that?
Well, so you get kind of moo.
Uh-huh. Or... The noise of the calf being weaned, we say it was crying or something like that. Is there a special name for that?
No, just kind of...
Have you ever heard people say that it was bawling or...
Ban.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a different gentle noise, the name for gentle noise cow would make it feeding time?
Well, some of them moving, some low.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What about a sort of... general noise a horse might make.
A horse would, I guess it would neigh.
Uh-huh. That's good. What would you, what's the word for that in the fireplace there? How would you?
No, like he would do it?
Yeah.
He's just trying to get the fire going.